When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday, your weekly shot of personal development espresso. Happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. We're back with Dr. Srini Pillai. One of the things that I took away from Tinker, Dabble, Doodle, Try was that stressed brains think everything is important, even the negative stuff. And this could not be more true in my case. So if that's true across the board, this is kind of a dangerous phenomenon, because when our brains are stressed, we focus on everything. And sometimes it looks like we're focusing only on the negative, but focusing on everything is just as bad somehow.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of things to say about this. Firstly, stress precipitates habit pathways in the brain. And so the reason we often don't move forward in our lives is that we get stuck in habit hell. Stress, it actually impacts your attention. And when it impacts your attention, what stress and fear do is they capture your attention and they make you hypervigilant, which means anything that's coming your way, it's tagged with danger. It's like danger, 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 danger. So all of a sudden, if you have, for argument's sake, 10 units of attentional resources, if 7 of those units are taken up looking out for danger because you're getting all this feedback, you've only got 3 left to innovate. So what you want to do is learn how to release a few more units of attention. So you've got attentional units to do what you need to do. Now, in Tinker, the context in which I've mentioned this was based on agility and agile learning, and I called it feedback control. And one of the things I talked about was that a lot of times we take, people are always saying you should be open to feedback. Like, I think up to a point, because I think at some point your short-term memory cup becomes overwhelmed with feedback and it just gets filled to the brim and stuff starts spilling over. So you want to be able to tag feedback in specific ways. One very great distinction that I think people can make is this important or just traumatic? And ask yourself, every time someone says something to you, ask yourself, is this important in the context of my life or is this just traumatic? And if it's, you know, like, for example, let's say, like, I've messed up so many things in my life. Let's say you mess up a thing in your life. Like, it feels like your world's going to fall apart. You're just like, oh my God, I should leave this. I should never do this again. Right. I'm not meant for this. It's like, it's dramatic because you feel it in the moment. It's not important because it's not an average. It's not an objective statistic across your entire experience. A couple of things here. If you want to move blood away from your feeling brain back to your thinking brain because you're too stressed out and your brain is too biased and your attention is too random, the mnemonic circa can be helpful. The C stands for chunking. Break down the problem into its component parts. Solve it over a period of time. The I starts for ignore mental chatter, which basically means observe your thoughts, don't become your thoughts. So if you're freaking out, just look at it. This kind of mindfulness can even impact your genes. The R is for reality check, which is the self-talk there. When you talk to yourself, is this too shall pass. So sometimes you get the worst news from anyone, you know, IRS, relatives, you know, bad loss. It's like, okay, this is horrible. I hate it. At some point, this is going to pass. The next form of self-talk is control check. And I'm here, everybody in the world is trying to control something that they're not really trying to control. You know, the weather, politics, you know, what's going to happen, who they're going to meet, the next opportunity. There's a lot of stuff you can't control. Choose one thing you can't control and let it go. And the last is attention shift, which is move your attention from the problem to the solution. Circa can help you move this incredibly biased attention away from the fear center. As a result, it won't keep on paying attention to any stimulus. It'll move it back to the thinking brain, where you'll have more discretion. You'll be out of habit hell, and you'll be able to allow yourself to move forward in life again.
This is great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you to Srini. For the full show with Srini, with lots more just like this, check out the episode on the Art of Charm podcast that just aired recently here. That link is in the show notes. It's episode 643. Also, let me know how this goes over the next few weeks and months as you integrate this stuff into your life. Tweet at me. I'm at the Art of Charm. Let me know how it's working out for you. And don't forget about the AOC Challenge. It's loaded with drills and exercises like this designed to help you connect better with others, create more productive personal and business relationships. There's a Facebook group that thousands of other people taking the challenge are in there. The AOC team is in there. Stuff is great, man. Get this stuff integrated. Don't just listen to it and hope you're getting it through osmosis. Put it into play. You can text AOC to 38470. That's AOC to 38470. Or go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get moving along on that.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Have a great week.